Blackhawks are ready to work in Boston tonight as they try to take down a Boston Bruins team that is undefeated on home ice so far this season. Ending the Bruins' best start in franchise history on home ice won't be easy, but the Hawks, they have a plan. John Whiteman along with Troy Murray at the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts.
Bruins really don't have any weaknesses and they attack in waves.
Back-checking on the part of the Blackhawks has got to be at the best it's been all season long. They got to protect their goaltender or this one could get out of hand. Marchand into the Hawk zone, but he went skate to skate with Taylor Radish and went down. And Taylor Radish is going to be assessed a minor penalty for tripping here.
Marchand makes a play and he's dipsy-doodle once he crosses the blue line into the Blackhawks. Into the ice and he's off balance and he's twisting around a little bit. Really kind of a weak call in my mind.
Marchand from left circle, put it across right circle, Pastrnak, he shoots and scores. It's a power play goal and the Bruins take a 1-0 lead. All into the Hawk zone, sheds a check, fed it over, right circle, and a shot from Pastrnak is knocked over the net by Mrazek.
The Boston Bruins have missed the net 19 times and the Blackhawks have blocked 6 shots. So throw that all into the equation, then the Bruins have put 55 shots at Peter Mrazek.
Getting puck possession, getting it into the Bruins zone, and getting set up on the power play, that's going to be not as easy as people might think because the Bruins are one of the top teams on the penalty kill in the NHL. Aim beside the right wing circle now, sends it over. Here's Domi with a one-timer, he scores! And this was tipped in front of the Bruin net, I believe. Jonathan Toews and Taylor Radish were both on the scene around the top of the Bruin crease. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks are on the board, trailing 2-1.
Nice passing play, some good movement by the Blackhawks, and they didn't stay stagnant. Kane was at the blue line, went down on the half boards, ended up all the way in behind the net. Him and Max Domi exchanged passes and set Domi up for the one-timer. So Toews gets his 8th of the season, which leads the Hawks.
Bergeron pulls it, 3, lost it. Lafferty pulls it away. He lost it, but taken back by Dickinson, Hawk line. He'll spin it ahead, and now we get a whistle-stopping play. Marchand may have caught a high stick in the face.
Boston 37 lifts the Chicago stick, creating the injury. As a result, no penalty.
Pass left point, Grizzlick to Hall, high slot, long wrist shot, he scores. There was a good screen developing in front of the Hawk net. Mrazek, I don't think he got a clear view of that shot. It ends up beating him in the bottom right corner. It's now 6-1 Boston with 2:03 left in the game. McAvoy to the high slot, Grizzlick with a one-timer. Big save made, rebound shot by Bergeron. It never got through to the net and the horn sounds, ending the game. So 1,000 points for Patrice Bergeron. We'll have to wait for another night. But the Bruins did what they needed to do. They won this hockey game, walking away 6-1 over the Hawks. Bruins also outshot the Hawks 43-18 for the game.